Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, it's Jenny. We're currently gearing up for season 3 of Encyclopedia Womanica. In the meantime, we're mixing things up, bringing back some of our favorite episodes in mini, week-long-ish themes. Our current theme is revolutionaries. Stay tuned for a brand new season coming in September. Thanks for listening.
Having lost my paper, had a price put on my life, and been made an exile from home for hinting at the truth, I felt I owed it to myself and to my race to tell the whole truth.
This is Encyclopedia Womanica. I'm Ashanti Golar, host of the Brown Girl's Guide to Politics, guest hosting today's episode. Born into slavery, today's warrior became a journalist, educator, civil workers' rights activist, and suffragist. She is best known as a leader of the anti-lynching movement. Her reporting on the violent injustices faced by African Americans and the work to make the United States a more equitable place significantly impacted American society. Let's talk about Ida B. Wells. Ida Bell Wells was born in Holly Springs, Mississippi on July 16, 1862, 6 months before the Emancipation Proclamation. She was the eldest of 6 children. When Ida was 16, her parents died in a yellow fever outbreak. Ida was determined that she and her siblings would not be split up, so she got a job as a teacher at a rural country school. In 1882, Ida moved with her family to Memphis, Tennessee. 2 years later, Ida was riding on a train from work when she was asked to move. She was instructed to move to the colored car, which also served as a smoking area. Furious, Ida refused. When the conductor forcibly removed her from the train, Ida bit him. She sued the railroad company and ultimately lost the case. According to historian Mia Bay, the injustice inspired the beginning of her activism and journalism career. While working as a journalist, Ida wrote about a variety of subjects. She was an outspoken reporter and weighed in on issues such as disenfranchisement and segregation. Rapidly, Ida became one of the most prominent Black journalists of her time and was called the Princess of the Press. In 1892, Ida's close friend and 2 other African Americans were murdered by a lynch mob. The killings motivated Ida to expose the reality of lynchings, becoming one of the first reporters to do so. Ida wrote articles condemning the attack and the wrongful deaths of African Americans. In one article titled Lynch Law in America, Ida wrote, "The 19th century lynching mob cut off ears, toes, and fingers, strips of flesh, and distributes portion of the body as souvenirs among the crowd." Through her writing, Ida documented the dangers that Black Southerners face. After one particularly controversial article that Ida wrote, a mob stormed the office of her newspaper and destroyed the press. Fortunately, Ida wasn't in the office when the incident occurred. Still, the attack understandably frightened Ida, and she left town. She moved to New York, where she worked at the New York Age, an African-American newspaper. There, she continued her work exposing lynching and wrote a report on the subject for the publication. In 1898, Ida brought her campaign to the White House. She discussed lynchings with President McKinley and lobbied Congress for a national anti-lynching law. In 1895, Ida moved to Chicago and married Ferdinand Barnett, with whom she had four children. In Chicago, Ida helped form many prominent civil rights organizations, including the National Association of Colored Women, the Alpha Suffrage Club, and the NAACP. She actively fought for the women's suffrage movement. During one suffrage parade, organizers told Ida and the other black women in attendance to march in the back. The organizers feared that women of color would offend Southern delegates. But Ida refused, standing her ground despite the enormous backlash she received. For the right shall prevail over all. Ida's fight for social justice was relentless. She continued her activism until her death in 1931 at the age of 69. Ida is best remembered for her invaluable role as a social pioneer. Ida risked her life repeatedly to fight against the scourge of lynching and to protect African Americans all over the country. Join us tomorrow to learn about our final warrior, a legendary princess of Burkina Faso. Talk to you tomorrow.
Before you go, I want to tell you about a campaign that we're really excited about. Studies show that women and men are labeled differently in the workplace for the same behavior due to unconscious gender bias. And because biases are so ingrained in society, even the most progressive among us are guilty of perpetuating the issue. Become a catalyst for change this International Women's Day by joining the Bias Correct campaign at catalyst.org/biascorrect and by using the hashtag #BiasCorrect.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.